Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Once again, we have had a busy week.
Yep, we have. We're transitioning now from summer to, I hate to say the word, but winter.
Yee!
But that's a necessary time for us to kind of stock up, work on some of the things, some of the projects that we're too busy to do in the summer. And we've already started working on some of those.
We have. I've been building a few things for the garden. You needed some cold frames and actually inside one of the greenhouses. Yeah. Can you talk a bit about why we're doing like protection within protection?
Well, we have, I think we've talked a little bit about this before, but in the cat dome, we have a greenhouse. And the cat dome is also kind of a microclimate. It's our walkout part of our basement. So we've got a concrete wall that faces the south. And it generally, we can keep vegetables down there longer. And inside the greenhouse, I mean, that really, we're keeping a really good temperature in there right now. And we can, you know, it has some vents so we can kind of adjust. So we're monitoring temperature and humidity. And so you built a couple planter boxes. And a couple weeks ago, I went ahead and just did a test with those with some lettuce and spinach seed. I didn't know if they would germinate because it started getting really cold. And we hadn't weatherized the greenhouse, which now we have done that. We did that this week. And things are looking great in there.
Yes, they are. And we put the additional covers.
Yeah, you built some covers, which was a recycling project.
I love when we can recycle just things that we have laying around. We had saved some of the polycarbonate sheets from an old greenhouse roof and put those together to make covers and get you a little extra for germinating in those beds.
Yeah, you made, they custom fit the beds that you built. And so far, so good. I mean, and we've had some 30s at night. We've been getting in the 30s some, but, you know, we're in Illinois, so it can fluctuate anywhere from 80 to 30 in the same day, which, you know, is a little bit, you can't grow tomatoes doing that. But so far, we're doing very well with the cool weather crops.
We have had a couple of frosts, and one of the things that that does is ripen the persimmons.
Yes, and we do have some persimmons here. It's one of the things, one of the natural resources that we discovered after we bought the property, which is nice.
It is. I love persimmons. I have great memories of childhood and grandma's house and the persimmons that grew there, and actually wrote an article for Medium. I can post a link to that so you can go read about persimmons and really all about persimmons.
Yeah, and I love persimmons. It was one of those, again, takes me back to childhood. And we had big Thanksgiving dinners every year with both sides of the family, and Aunt Winnie always brought persimmon pudding. I mean, that was the only time I really ate persimmons, because it's one of those things, kind of a little goes a long way, although right, you're discovering other ways to use them. And so her persimmon pudding, it was warm, it was spicy, it tasted like fall to me. And then, of course, you had to put a little bit of whipped cream on it, of
just
course.
A little.
Well, maybe a lot. But,
that's how I like pumpkin pie.
But yeah, so it brings back some really great memories. And Right now, like when the sun warms up the persimmons, the ours aren't quite, most of them are not quite ready yet. We still have some on the tree. But what we know from experience is you want to make sure they're nice and ripe.
Oh my, if you get one that isn't ripe, you'll know it instantly.
Yeah, if they're on the tree, they're not ready.
So I did get enough to make a persimmon biscotti that we've been having with tea in the afternoons. And that has just been nice.
Yeah, it was persimmon and walnut.
Mm.
And it tastes like fall. I don't know how else to describe. I know that's really corny, but that's what it tastes like to me. It's really, really good.
And I love it and have other persimmon recipes that I'm ready to try.
Yeah, so it's eating in season, and we don't have a whole lot of persimmons, but I think we're going to have exactly what we need.
That's right. You also pulled the rest of everything from the garden this week.
We actually had a freeze this week.
Right.
So not much survived that.
The last few days, we have been eating some fresh lettuce.
Yeah, we've had lettuce. We're still eating tomatoes because right before the earlier frost, we harvested everything that we could that had any size to it. And we're still eating those. They're not what I would consider market worthy, but they're way better than anything that you would get in the store. They're beautiful. And it seems like a real treat to have heirloom tomatoes or raggedy tomatoes, as some people call them.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind that.
I
think it's hilarious.
I'm perfectly fine with raggedy tomatoes.
Yeah, we have those old raggedy tomatoes in the middle we're getting not too far, closer to the end of October. I'll take that.
Absolutely. So the other thing that we've been doing is really brainstorming the things that we will do over the winter. We have some exciting things coming. We've had a lot of people inquiring about how we do what we do.
Yeah, it just seems like we've had a surge in interest.
We have, so.
And I know we are interesting. You know, I mean, there is that.
Right.
I know we trend I realize. You know, I'm trying to be humble here, but
oh my, it might require actually seeing your face for that one.
Probably shouldn't.
But we do have some plans coming up to share some of that knowledge that we've learned, some of our tips and tricks. So if you are interested in building some of your own business, let us know. And we are on a mission to help.
Yeah, that's really what we want to do. We had some very good advice early on in our business from Cliff and Kathy in Iowa, who have a successful flower business. And we got some really good information from them, and that really helped us. And I think that we've got enough experience under our belt, and we get a lot of questions. I don't know how many times we have people come up and say, I need to pick your brain, which is hilarious when you think of my brain. You know, it's like, do you really want to go there?
I can tell you it is a scary, scary thing sometimes, you come up with.
It is. But it feels good to be able to help other people and give them advice. And we had someone yesterday, we had a couple that came yesterday to the Merck and they're interested in starting an agribusiness. And so we're excited. That was
absolutely
great.
One of the other tasks that you completed this week and was one of those, oh my gosh, I hope it all comes through, and then it all did.
Yeah, it's typical gardening stuff.
Was getting your onions and garlic. Seems funny to me to be planting this time of year, but that's a real thing.
It is, yeah. You want to plant. I planted perennial onions and garlic. It's best to get garlic in the ground in the fall. give it some time to kind of get established, and you don't worry about it. I mean,
freaks me out.
The first year I did, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill all the garlic. The next, well, early, usually you harvest in June. That's usually when I start harvesting. It was the best garlic I ever had. So I just didn't know, but I learned at a Mother Earth News Fair event on the proper way to plant garlic. So I did that next time. And when you learn from people that know what they're doing, I tell you, it makes a big difference. So so we had a little panic because we had ordered garlic and onions and all of that early on, as soon as we found out that we could do pre-order. And then we received a notice that the garlic was out of stock. So I started to panic a little. It's like, you know, the garlic needs to get in now. The garlic needs to get in now. The garlic needs to get in now. You know, so
once again, we need video.
Yeah. If you're a gardener, you totally can relate to this. So we saw that a local business had seed garlic. So we tried that. They were already sold out. That was like the next day. So then I really started to panic. So we did find some other garlic sources and ordered, even though we weren't sure if we were going to get them or not. So this week, not only did all of that garlic get here, but the garlic that we had ordered before that we received a notice that it was out of stock also all got here.
So we are flush with garlic,
yes,
as they say.
Yes, I had planned on planting... we don't usually sell much garlic because we're kind of garlic hogs, but I thought I might plant 50 or 60 or so. So the last count, I know we had over 200 that I've put in the ground so far.
So next year we might sell some garlic.
Yeah, we might have a little extra garlic next year. We'll see. But
what you harvested in June this year will last.
Yeah, that'll take us
we
through.
We will use it through the winter.
Yep.
I'll roast some, I'll chop some, put it in sauces. I mean, we really do use a lot of garlic.
Yeah,
so
we use a lot of garlic. And then the perennial onions, I've had people ask about, you know, what is a perennial onion? I have tried planting them before and got a little overzealous in my harvest and ended up harvesting all of them because I forgot they were perennial. So I don't know how many years I've done that. So I've pulled all of them up. And so if you don't have anything left, they're not perennial.
Right.
But so this year I tried to clearly mark two entire beds of perennial onions. And hopefully I won't over harvest so that those can start doing what they're supposed to. And I don't have to buy them every year.
And all of that just reminded me that I will be building more beds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because
in the spring.
It's the garlic's fault.
Right. We'll go with that.
Yes. It's the garlic's fault and the onion's fault. So you're the one that wanted the scallions. You're the one that wanted the shallots. You're the one that wanted the walking onions. You're the one that wanted all of those things, those pearl onions. I mean, who needs that stuff?
So it's my cooking habit that's the culprit.
So now we have to have all these extra beds. Oh, my.
Yeah. What a tragedy for a gardener to have extra gardening beds.
I know. So, you know, it's just what I have to do. So I guess next year I'll have more to plant.
Excellent. So one bit of business that we need to tidy up from our fall festival is the contest that we put out for anyone who had taken a picture to tag us, post it, email it, whatever. Let us know from your time here at the fall festival. And we have drawn two winners from our great submissions.
Yes.
It was really cool to see.
It was.
The sights that other people were seeing and their experience.
Yes.
So that was really fun. So we have two winners and you will each receive a Five Feline Farm hat. So
woo-hoo!
You can show your pride.
Styling.
Yes, you will. So congratulations to Sheila Simons and Linda McCaffrey.
Yeah.
We will have your prize for you. We'll be in touch.
I think that maybe they should have some cowbell.
And cowbell for Sheila and Linda.
So there you have it. We're busy as always and transitioning into some balm making, soap making, creating new baked goods. So who knows what we might come up with.
It'll be something exciting.
But it'll be fun.
It will.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.